Concours Écricom 2012, épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 16. Selling Britain overseas. Whether it is mothers in Manchester smearing Marmite on their toast, whiskey lovers in Jaipur sipping Johnny Walker, or Belgian women bearing Burberry, British brands seem to be omnipresent. Yet this may well be false vanity. British names fail to feature very prominently in either Interbrand's Best Global Brands or Brand Finance's Most Valuable Brands, both of which are dominated by American names such as Coca-Cola, Apple, Google, and McDonald's. The highest-ranking British brand is Vodafone, one of the world's largest telecoms companies, ranked sixth by Brand Finance. Yet according to John Noble, director of the British Brands Group, we shouldn't be downcast. Johnnie Walker is an iconic whisky on the Indian subcontinent. A.G. Barr's Iron Brew is popular in Russia, and Fisherman's Friends are extremely popular somewhere like South Korea. This isn't about British expats, it is about British brands being as relevant abroad as they are here, he says. Britain has much to be proud of. We have a lot of great brands that are doing very well, both here and abroad, despite the global economic slowdown. Take Tesco, for example, which has two-thirds of its floor space overseas. It recently reported like-for-like growth of almost 12% at its American Fresh and Easy stores. And while Marks & Spencer was busy opening its store on the Champs-Élysées, Alliance Boots, Azos and Unilever were reporting sharp increases in revenue driven by overseas demand. It is not only household names that are flying the flag. British exports rose to a record high of £26.5 billion in October. One export area in which we are particularly strong is the motor industry. Think Bentley, McLaren, Aston Martin, Jaguar, Land Rover and Mini. But here is one of the conundrums. So desirable are many British marks that they have been snapped up by foreign buyers. Land Rover is owned by Tata Motors and Mini by BMW. Yet they still trade on their Britishness. There are some things that no matter who owns them will remain quintessentially British. Marmite, Leon Perrins, Hovis, Mr. Kipling, Bisto, Cadbury, and Coleman's, to name but a few. British can mean traditional, Fortnum & Mason, Arga and Rolls-Royce, but it can also mean modern, Virgin, Hotel Chocolat, or Moonpig. British entrepreneurs are renowned for challenging the status quo, whether it is Dyson's fusion of design and engineering or Branson's exploits in outer space. It is not just Britain's brands that are flourishing. Westminster Business School has calculated that about 1 million people in Britain are employed in the creation and management of brands. About £32.55 billion is invested by companies annually in brands, and branding represents an investment in the British economy of £15.85 billion. Not bad when you consider that no one can agree on a definition of what exactly constitutes a brand as opposed to a product. Fin du texte numéro 16.